Welcome back to the podcast, Just These Guys, you know. This week, dump the negative thinking. There's safety, believe me, Doc, in dumping the negative thinking.
We got Pastor Mike on the mic.
We got Dr. Parker.
We got the shrink and the hop.
The shrink.
So, what you got for us today, Mike?
Well, so dump the negative thinking.
Dump the negative thinking. I like that.
This is going to be a little bit of a follow-up to last week, but I thought I would share an experience that I had yesterday, but I needed just a couple of minutes to kind of set this thing up.
Well, I was going to say, we're going to leave it a mystery as to why you're dressed like a trash man today?
A sanitary engineer.
Okay.
Sorry. We'll get there.
It will be politically correct here, people.
Yeah, we'll get there. It won't take long.
What's your pronoun?
So... Trashy. So,
trashy with a K.
So, last Sunday, we didn't do normal church. We didn't bring everybody into the building. We brought everybody into the building. Well, not everybody, but we brought a whole lot of folks into the building. Had some donuts and coffee. We all got assignments to go out and to tackle 5 pretty good-sized projects.
Okay.
We got everybody together. We had a little powwow. We prayed, and off we went. And the project that I was involved in.
Now, before you leave that element of the story, just for the listener out there, that's how his church rolls. On Sunday morning, they got together for church, and they left the building to go into the community to actually serve people.
Yeah. So, in my church... It's our church. It's our church. It's
we are the church.
His church. And also, yeah, we just don't know any better.
Sure.
So we're just going to go do what Jesus would probably do. And so that's what we try to do from time to time. We need to do it. I want to do it more often.
Right.
So we go. And we are at this lady's house. We're cleaning up her whole yard. We're getting rid of a lot. We filled an entire big dumpster, big yardage. I don't even know what yardage it would be, but it was a lot.
Right.
And got it all in there, got her yard all mowed up, weed-eated. We got her garage cleaned out, and it's just a lot of stuff. We had 22 people there, I believe.
If you want to see photos and videos of this, go to his Facebook page, Grace Point Church, Wichita, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
There is some video and photo footage of it.
Yep. At one point in time, there were a couple of pieces of furniture. I'm calling them furniture, but to be honest with you, this one particular piece, I don't even know what it was. It was some kind of big cement block that was covered in like wall paneling. I say it was cement block because this sucker weighed like 390 pounds. It took 5 of us to get it up into the truck.
Wow.
So no more room in the dumpster. We couldn't have gotten it into the dumpster anyway.
Sure.
And so it goes with me. So now I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do with this honking big old piece of furniture and some other stuff. So off to the dump I go yesterday morning. I got my buddy Brad with me, and we go, and I decided to go over to the landfill side because the landfill, you don't have to go out deep into the
right
the hills of trash and you don't have to worry about as many nails and all that crap.
Sure.
Because a lot of the construction stuff goes Sure. over there. We actually go where the trash trucks, the big waste management trucks, come in, and they back in and they dump it and they smash it down and then they take it to Oklahoma.
And the higher class element of the dump.
Well, yeah, you would think so. We go over there and the guy tells me, just pull right over there. Well, first he tells me to go over to these dumpsters where you would have to lift whatever you've got and throw into the dumpster. And I'm thinking, we're not going to be doing that, buddy. This thing is a cement block. It's heavy. And so he says, all right, well, just pull right over there. Well, we sit there for like 15, 20 minutes waiting for, out of 6 bays, he allows 1 bay for the little guy.
Right.
The little dude who's more of a pain in the butt.
Right.
So we're sitting over there, big, huge trucks coming in and out, backing in and out all the way over, dumping everything. And so finally, he leans out of the shack that he's in, and he holds up four fingers. And so we go up and we back into number four. Now, I want to take a pause here for a second and just say, I'm genuinely a clean person. Now, when I say that, I take a minimum of 3 showers a day.
Wow.
So to be out in this environment, I just have to be real honest, is kind of bothersome to me. It kind of makes my... I was using the last week's 30-second, you know, exercise several times. I was using it because of this guy. I was using it because we were having to wait for so long. I was using it because I was in this area where even the smell...
Yeah, the smell.
The smell alone...
I've been there, done that.
...makes you want to take a shower. Yeah, it's not good.
It's not a good smell.
It ain't a good thing. So we go back and in there, and I'm already a little...
feel the smell on you.
Oh, you absolutely can. And I've always said to myself, you know, I'm going to bring an extra pair of shoes, and whatever pair of shoes I walk into this cesspool with, I'm just going to kick them off as I sit in my seat and leave them and put new shoes on. And so I always forget, though. So I'm walking in there, and when you step out, you got to be careful. Be holding on because it's slick. And so your feet can come out from underneath you real quick. And so I step out. I get back around to the back of the truck. And I get this bright idea that I'm just going to grab a hold of this cord that was attached to this monstrous piece of furniture because there was something electrical in it. I don't even still know what it is. I will never know what this thing was. And I'm pulling on this cord, and I'm pulling. This thing had to weigh at least what I weigh, which is 225 or more. And I'm pulling on this thing, and I give it one good yank because I just want to get it pulled up a little bit so we can get behind it and push it.
Sure.
And I pull on it, and it snaps.
Oh.
The cord snaps.
Oh.
Now, when I say I fell down, I'm not just saying I just fell down.
Right.
I fell with momentum. And with each step, I had more momentum.
Oh, no.
And more momentum. Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. Brad, who was standing up in the truck bed, he's standing there, and he has this look of panic on his face, and I'm flying now, and I have to make a decision in the middle of this fall.
Lord, help me.
Yeah, in the middle of this trip, I just need to go down because I'm headed to the trough. And so I'm also...
It was a long fall.
Oh, it was a ridiculously long fall. And everything slowed down. So I could think all of these thoughts.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, dang, I didn't put any gloves on. I'm headed straight down to where I don't even want my shoes to touch.
Where my hand sanitizer?
I'm picking up momentum. I just need to go down. Just give it up. And so I just dove. That's all I could do. I just dove. And I landed on my left shoulder with my hands up. And I don't think I hit my head. Somehow, by the grace of God, I didn't hit my head. And now I'm laying there. And you think the smell was bad before? Try being a couple inches away from the source. Now I'm laying there.
Laying in the slime.
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get run over with this bulldozer as this guy's backing up. I'm going to get... How? And the main thing that I'm thinking is, okay, what did I break? Well, I'm 56 years old, but here's the good news. The good news is I'm not to the age that hips break.
Right.
I'm not quite there yet. Now, the bad news is I'm definitely not at the age where you just jump right back up.
Right.
I'm in between. Those days are long gone. I haven't hit the broken hip stage. So I finally figured out how I could get my elbow put down. Still not touching the ground. I'm still young enough to be able to get up without using my hands on the ground. And I get up, and Brad, he's looking at me. He said, did you break anything? Are you okay? And when he finally realized that I was going to be okay, because I was just silence. I was so mad that I just wasn't even going to say anything. I go up there, and I just almost lifted that thing out of the back of the truck and threw it off the truck. I was so mad. Yeah. And by the way, they make you wear these.
Yeah.
So this hasn't been washed. This was on the ground. This was that. You want to smell it?
Yeah, you can smell it from here.
Yeah, this thing right here that I'm wearing, I can't believe I'm going to put it back on. And so, yeah, they make you buy them, so you have to take them with you. And so, but what he said was, you look like a quarterback that was dropping back and got his foot stepped on. So there's your visual. Flying that backwards and just crashing.
Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep. But that was my biggest opportunity yesterday to utilize the 30-second exercise.
Boom.
Where, man, I had to take a deep breath. I had to control where my mind was headed, and then I had to just move on to some better thoughts. And it actually worked.
Wow.
It worked. I couldn't believe it. I got back in the truck. I did that little exercise. We drove away. It was very quiet in the car. Brad didn't know if he was dealing with somebody driving him around with a concussion or what. And so I sat there and I utilized it, and I thought, yeah, dump the negative thinking. That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Dump the negative.
Dump the negative thinking. And so it made me think a little bit more about the whole idea of, okay, so thinking. This is our whole entire year and year plus. Was this episode number 63, right?
Right.
Every single one of them is connected with the idea of how we can change our thinking.
Yes.
And that we have much more control over our thinking, which is ultimately saying that we have much control over a lot if we are willing to intentionally make the change.
Sure.
And so out of that experience, it caused me to consider, okay, yeah, you know what? That would have bothered me. I would have been mentally bothered as much as I today am still physically bothered by my arm aching and my side aching. I would have let it affect my day. I would have let it affect even probably continuing on to now. I'd have been so mad about it. But I started to think, well, that actually leads to quite possibly some overthinking, and that maybe some anxiety comes from overthinking.
Really?
But I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because I think sometimes we just got to figure out how to move on.
Well, you touched on a couple of core elements there. One was you can change your experience by how you think. Mm. And that's, you know, the exact thing you did once you got back in the truck. Dump the negative. So if you now turn your brain to all the other wisdom memes and crap on Facebook where people say things with a beautiful music playing in the background, you are the sum of your experiences. A man is the sum of his memories. So if you are the sum of your experiences and you can change your experience,
much better.
You can change everything about your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can change who you are. You can change your identity. You can change your life. You can change how you experience life. You can change the direction your life is going. If you are the sum of your experiences and you can change your experience in the present, you can turn and change how you experience the things that have happened to you. You can change your experience. You can change your experience means you can change your life by changing how you think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've endeavored to do over this last year, is to bring specific how-to skills, DIY skills, to changing how you think. And if you take any one of these skills that we've laid out there and just do it every single day in 2 weeks and 3 weeks, you're going to notice huge changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you take something simple like the 30-second relaxation exercise, which is now a YouTube short and a Facebook reel. But if you take that 30-second exercise and practice it, then in these moments where life is pretty shitty.
Where you're falling Lame into life.
In, in those moments, then it becomes an actual tool you can pull out to change your experience of that moment and change where life goes right after that moment. And that's what you did. You made the decision, what would be better?
Yep.
Keep stumbling and bumbling until I fall into the 20-foot trough with the trash compactor.
Yeah.
Or
that wouldn't have been good.
Do I go ahead and go down now gracefully? And boom, there you go. You made the decision, the better choice. You made the next decision of it would be better to get up than to lay here.
Well, yeah, it wasn't graceful.
And then you got in the truck, made the decision that it's in the past.
We're good. Moving on.
Good.
Yep.
Now we're moving on. Now we're on it. That event is now done and gone. And why do I want to revel in it? Why do I want to? Yep. How is it going to help me to play that video over and over again? Or do I want to make it my miserable memory? Or do I want to make it my fun memory that I can now use to help other people learn?
Yeah.
You change your entire experience.
Sure.
Change your life.
What do you think about the idea that we tend to fall into negative thinking, but we move in positive thinking?
We fall into negative thinking, and for most of the people at this point, it is natural to fall into negative thinking because that's what you've done all your life.
Right.
And so it's an automatic.
Yeah, you don't have to naturally do that.
No, it's automatic.
No, you don't have to intentionally do that. Right. You naturally do that.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, so you fall down. Oh, this sucks. And that's natural. That's how you've thought your whole life. That's how 90% of people think, is bad things happen. Oh, I got to. And some people are kind of histrionic, and they go to the bar and they spend 3 days, and next week they're still telling the same story, trying to garner sympathy from other people. Oh, I fell down. Oh, it was so horrible. That is natural for us to instantly go negative on stuff. What you've learned is that you can stop that as quickly as it starts and turn it in a positive direction. And this is the beauty of the exercise. The more you do that exercise, there will come a day where you fall in the trash and you laugh as you're falling. And you get up laughing and dust yourself off and keep going, because you will have shifted your thinking from negative to positive. And so in the moment that things are happening, you can still experience it how you want.
And maybe that is a really simplified way, but profound way to think about how you can go from a victim mentality to a victor mentality.
Boom.
Yeah. It with the little things and the big things.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happens to you. If you fall down literally in the dump that you were worried about the bottom of your shoes touching, and now your face and your whole side of your body's touching, no big deal. This is going to be a really awesome story.
I can get 3 or 4 sermons out of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. So, I had another thought. So with this whole idea of the negative thinking and that we fall into the negative thinking very naturally, but we move into, and when I say that, I really am starting to grab a hold of and believe wholeheartedly that the only true cure for negative thinking is action.
Action, positive thinking. It's hard to think. You know, it's hard to just change your thinking by thinking. So it does help if you declare something, you know, ironic, like good. It does help if you get up and dust yourself off. It does help if you do the etch-a-sketch.
I.
Right.
And, you know, if you do something physically that helps you change your mentality, it's drawn a line in the sand. You get up, and that physical action is kind of declaring to your mind, like, let's stop the negative thinking and start over.
Because we're paralyzed by negative thinking.
Definitely.
Oftentimes paralyzed by it. And the only true cure, like you said, is to get up. Like when Jesus told the paraplegic, get up, grab your mat, and go.
Get up.
So maybe go. Today.
Get up.
If you have felt stuck where you're at and the negative thoughts have just been overwhelming you, maybe today's the day that you just decide. That's going to end. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go. And I'm going to experience life differently. And I have the power right here between my ears. I have the ability to do this because I've been given the gift of being transformed
by the renewing.
Renewing of the mind. A new way to live, a new way to think.
In Texas, we say, which cowboy wins the fight? And it's the one who gets up last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Earlier, you said overthinking, and I made a face.
Okay. You want to know the exact comment that I made?
What was the exact comment you made?
The exact comment that I made was, well, I don't remember. So I started to think about the concept of the upside of overthinking,
mm-hmm.
and that a lot of times our longer-term anxiety comes from just the persistent cycle of negative thinking because we are overthinking. And then you looked at me with a little bit of a sneer.
Your exact words were the upside of underthinking.
Is that not what I just said?
You said overthinking.
Okay, sorry. Yep. The right.
But
that's
this
the
morning we were talking about
under.
This morning we were talking about overthinking, and that's when I made the sneer.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm glad you brought this up is because I hear it all the time. You know, my problem is I think too much. My problem is I overthink things. My, you know, analysis, paralysis through analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the problem. And that actually adds to reaching that conclusion creates more problems. Because if you are thinking about something and you're getting stressed and then you tell yourself
stop thinking,
mm-hmm. you add more stress.
Okay.
Because you're now trying to not do something
that we do.
Yeah. I mean, the thought is in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to not think about the thought in your own head?
Yeah, it's not
okay,
about...
I'm not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not... And the stress comes up higher. We get up off the couch. Yeah. We start kind of bouncing around the room.
Yeah.
I got to do something to distract myself from thinking about that. So it's you're stressed by how you're thinking, and then you stress yourself out more by trying not to think. For us rednecks, here's how I explain it to people. When you get out in your truck and you start it up, the engine starts running, right?
Yep.
Ain't nothing you can do about that. You turn the ignition, engine starts, and it's running. Now, you control whether it goes forward or backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But the engine runs still the same.
Yep.
You start it up, your engine starts running. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Mm.
Now you're in control of whether it goes forward or backwards.
Mm, I like that.
But otherwise, it's all the same.
It's good.
When you wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
the mental engine starts running.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind starts thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are in control of whether you go forward or backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of trying to stop overthinking, there's no such thing as overthinking.
Okay.
We think, therefore we are.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that. Plato,
mm-hmm.
I think, therefore I am. I think, now I control whether that thinking goes forward, takes me forward in life, or takes me backwards in life. And so now you have the choice of how you will think about things. And that's the choice that you made at the dump.
Yeah. So positive thinking takes you forward.
Sure.
Negative thinking takes you backwards.
And just a reminder for the audience out there, 12-2, How to Transform Your Mind, explains the difference between positive and negative thinking, mm-hmm. and also some other thinking tools to change how you're thinking. But positive thinking isn't rainbows and unicorns about everything. You weren't laying there in the muck going, yay, this right. is so wonderful.
Yeah.
No. I get to take another 5 showers today. But the positive thinking was, get up.
Right.
I could lay here and wallow in this muck, this slime, mm-hmm. hypodermic needles laying around, or I could get up.
Yeah.
Get up. And that's a positive thought. There's a solution here. I have a problem. I'm laying in muck.
Right.
What's the solution?
Yep.
Get up.
Yep.
And that's what you did. And then what's the next step? Let's get this damn thing out of my truck. Mm-hmm. Stand
now,
back.
Yeah. Yeah. So that analogy of you know, lying in the muck is all of the negative thinking that we're actually, it's so easy to think that when we say we're allowing it, that that's not true, but it's true.
No. Here is allowing something. For the podcast audience, I now hold in my hands a pair of reading glasses. And I'm extending them towards Mike, allowing him to have them.
Mm-hmm.
However, Mike is staring at me like a monkey who's been burned too many times. And he's not taking the glasses from me.
No.
So, notice in this example here, to allow you to have my glasses, I must make the conscious choice mm-hmm. to extend them to you. But before you actually acquire them, you have to make the conscious choice to receive them. Now, we're not allowing other people to control us. We're not allowing the past to control us. We're totally 100% giving control away. And so if I were to give you these glasses, as we walk out the door, I could drop them in your truck. And you get 2 blocks away and you're like, what the hell is he giving me these glasses for? I done told him I don't want them. But I gave them to you, and you didn't even know it. And we, throughout the day, we give control to other people, and they don't know it. They're just driving along, enjoying their music and their day, and eating their granola with their knee on the steering wheel, and we're back there yelling and screaming and hollering. They have total control over us, and they're completely oblivious to it. Our past is done. I'm not in the muck anymore, but I can give the past control by continuing to replay that video over and over, re-victimize myself over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you know, this is a good visual. When somebody, when people sit there and complain about, oh, this happened to me and it's so horrible and they said this and they did that. I'm like, when was that? You know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 10 years ago. They're continuing to mentally lay in the muck. It's done. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing today? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Mm. It's good.
And that's the perfect analogy. And I'm glad you brought that story in, because there you were through no real, I mean, you fell. It happens.
Right.
But you got up.
You got
you
to get up.
You know, a year ago, you would have got up.
I would have got up.
But.
And I'd have been fired up.
You might have jumped in the truck, slammed it in reverse, hit the brakes,
mm-hmm.
shot that stuff out of the back of your truck, peeled out, drove out of there. Your buddy in the back of the truck hanging on for dear life.
Now he's laying in the muck.
Gone home.
Yeah, who knows?
Throwing yourself in the shower for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, how that experience would have gone differently a year ago before you began transforming your mind, changing how you think, thinking more positively, your experience would have been totally different. You have made the changes over the last year. People have gotten to listen to those changes. I don't think people realize that you've been working this program on the air, and this is the fruits of your labor.
It feels good.
Well, thank you for bringing that in.
Yeah. So one of the ways that you begin to think positively is to have a heart of gratitude. So something that I'm very thankful for, and I know you're thankful for, is that we're pushing 1,000 YouTube subscribers.
Yes.
Subscribers. Hold on. Yeah. So thank you to everybody that has subscribed.
That's wonderful.
To the podcast. They say the first 1,000 is the hardest.
Well, then the next 999,000 will be pretty easy. Mm.
So tell them a little bit about what's around the bend as far as being able to walk around rolling some merch.
Oh, yes. We're working on a logo for just these guys, you know. It's in mm-hmm. the artist's hands now. He will be editing the logo, making some final touches to it. And we're going to be able to put it on T-shirts, hats, mm-hmm. whatever, hoodies, mm-hmm. Many different items. And we will probably kick off something and throw some out there.
Yeah.
But there will be an online store.
Awesome.
Where you can go in the convenience of the middle of the night and order your own.
Heck yeah. Christmas is right around the corner.
So, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Podcast keeps growing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a merchandise coming. We've got logo coming. We've got, what else?
Next year, we're probably going to do a live broadcast from Hartman Arena. A
couple of shorts are coming out you can share with your friends and family. So.
Yep. So,
a lot happening.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for liking and subscribing, and encourage anybody that you know to check it out.
There you go.
Because we are just these guys.
Just these guys,
you know.
We got Pastor Mike in the house.
And yeah. We got the Doc.
Lance Parker. It's the applause line after we announce his name.
Somebody's got to do it.
Stay out of the muck. Mm-hmm. Get up, dust yourself off, and get on down the road.
We'll dump the negative
thinking.
Awesome. Have a great week.